San Bernardino Resort for MPS employees when they tell you there's nothing they can do to find any more money to cut in the budget? How about a special charge for $1,800 so that somebody could get the extra nice emerald green paint on their vehicle when they tell you there's nothing they can do to find any additional money? They are cut to the bone. I'm not kidding. CRG strikes again. Citizens for Responsible Government, Chris Kleisment and friends have put the MPS searchable database online at their website, which we will link up for you guys. And I've got Chris standing by on the phone. So we're going to talk about this. He's got more. Oh, yes. He's got lots and lots more, including a total of out-of-state travel over 3 years at almost $5 million. All right, so we'll get into that. Obviously, we're going to talk about that. We'll get into that as well. We actually have to start with this MPS stuff, though. Chris Kleisment standing by from Citizens for Responsible Government. CRG, as they're called, has a searchable database of the dollars and cents we are going to be talking about. So if you don't believe us, feel free to search for yourself. Have fun. This is like just, you know, the nuggets, the morsels, the candy that you will be able to find is endless because there's so much information up on the database. Chris, welcome to the program.
Good morning, Vicki.
Good morning, Chris. You know, doing the work other people won't do. God bless you. Boy, I tell you what, this was an eye-popping database that you put up online here. And I also encourage people to check out Channel 4's iTeam investigation report on this. They did a very nice job. Chris, I don't know where to begin.
Well, let's start with the basics. Have you got 2 hours?
No, I've got about 20 minutes, but I'll tell you what. So we've got a 14.6% levy increase, $1 billion per year budget, and we're constantly being told that it's all the state of Wisconsin's fault. You know this story. It's the state of Wisconsin's fault. It's the failure of the funding formula to account for a school district like Milwaukee that does not have the property values that other districts have and also is being punished by the school choice program. You constantly hear this. It's all the state of Wisconsin's fault. And then you look at, you know, you look at $20 million in consulting fees and $5 million on out-of-state travel and $83 million on contracted out services that we're never going to be able to get a handle on. And then the little the picky things, you know, like scooter rentals and YMCA camps and all. I mean, let's just dig in wherever you want to start, my friend.
Well, let's start at the top. What we're talking about here is $2.2 billion in spending over 2.5 years. This is not salaries. This is what they spend writing checks to people. About 432,000 of these checks online to 20,000 vendors that you can basically search through at your discretion in about 3 seconds per search. You can download it to an Excel spreadsheet. It's a pretty complete website. But as you mentioned, you've hit some of the bigger ones. But I think what people are going to find is more of a death of 10,000 pinpricks. You know, it's all the coffee and donuts and cards and comic books and luxury hotels. And I think what strikes me the most, in a time when they say they're cut to the bone, they're spending $6,000 at Caribbean Designs for parties. The catering runs into hundreds of thousands. It's expensive restaurants. It's Beverly Hills Limousine. And it really goes on and on and on. $600,000 to non-educational purposes, $200,000 to lobbyists, kites, you
kites.
Name it. You know, my favorite one is comedy sports. Spend several thousand dollars for shows at Comedy Sports. If you want a good laugh, just keep reading the MPS budget or maybe check out the graduation rate.
You know, you said it really well, I think. This is death by a gazillion cuts here, a gazillion pinpricks. It's money that we didn't need to spend on ice cream catering services. It's scooter rentals. The $1,800 for the special green paint, I'm trying to bend my head around that. When you take a look at just the courier expenses, what are you couriering things around town for? You know, I mean, that is every district, I swear, that I've ever run into has used exceptionally poor judgment when it comes to managing the efficiency of dollars. And I mean, even if you just improved efficiency, you could cut a huge amount of money here. But there's so much wasteful spending, it's absolutely breathtaking.
And again, it seems to me I get the impression they can't do anything at MPS without food being involved. I'm talking $16,000 for the sub sandwiches, $12,000 in buckets of chicken, $8,000 to bottle out of catering, $500 tabs at Bacchus Restaurant. It all adds up.
Yeah, and let's take a look at the San Bernardino Resort, this swanky place. I happen to have the Rancho Bernardino Inn website pulled up here, Chris. Mm-hmm. And they advertise deep soaking tubs and luxury bath amenities from Avida, workspace desks, wireless internet, large 42-inch flat screen plasma televisions for viewing movies or your favorite events, state-of-the-art upgraded interiors, linens and custom furniture throughout, a championship golf course, and the rates are not cheap. This is a high-end, super cool, super nice place. And we blew $22,000 so that MPS employees could enjoy themselves there. Nice. I'd like to go there, but nobody's going to pay my way.
And that's the tip of the iceberg. There's many, many, many more. And I'll give you a contrast. I recently was in Michigan helping out some activists there. I shared a room at $35 a night at the Motel 6. You know, it is possible. It's not a lot of fun sometimes, but it is possible.
You know, the Motel. Don't knock the Motel 6. The Motel 6 has Wi-Fi. Don't knock. They got cable.
Yes,
you know,
they do.
And they've got insulated walls, so you don't have to hear the noise from the neighbors next door. All right. I mean, it just keeps going on and on and on. How about advanced bionics? This was one of my favorites. Cochlear implants. What?
Yeah. And matter of fact, as I recall, those implants were recalled by the FDA.
How would you even know that? I don't even know how you remember that.
I looked it up on their website.
All right, so we've got cochlear implants for some reason. I did not think that we were in the business of taxpayers funding cochlear implants, which are those ear implants. You know, that's typically something that's covered by individual insurance policies.
Well, you know, and let's get one thing clear here. There's plenty of dubious expenditures, and you can make fun of this stuff, but it's serious. And
it's because, you know, it adds up.
We don't know exactly, but you've got to start somewhere. I mean, you look at these expenses, and they look suspicious. Well, how would you even know unless you had a way to look at this? I seriously doubt whether the school board members have had this much access to what is being spent. It simply wasn't available before.
Well, and I'll tell you what, it's their responsibility now to comb through this. My favorite was, don't you understand that nobody knows what's in the actual budget? That was an excuse. Nobody knows what's in these budgets. We don't go through these budgets. These budgets are just submitted to the board. The board approves them. Nobody is combing through this. I mean, we're buying extra super nice, you know, triple-plated platinum whistles. Okay, they're not platinum.
They're chrome.
Chrome-plated whistles. Yeah. We've got shipping charges on non-text textbooks. Huh? I thought those were e-books, and those are free for a download. But we've actually got shipping charges, courier charges, food charges, event charges, out-of-state, travel. It just goes on and on and on and on. And so you look at one, and if it was only one time, they blew $180 on whistles. But this goes on and on. You've got contract services that are ill-defined. Nobody knows whether or not those contract workers are actually doing the job that they're supposed to be doing. Go through this, for crying out loud. First thing you do, get rid of out-of-state travel. It's done. These consultants, all these people do is walk into a district and tell other people what to do. If educators in Milwaukee, after all of these years, haven't figured out how to educate kids, then everybody needs to be fired.
Right, and, you know, do we really need the books and plays on Rap and Beat fairy tales, Pigs in Courts, and I Hate Them All? I mean, I have to question those.
Yeah, what's this hip-hop dance stuff, too?
Well, you know, we get back to what is core education. I don't recall they ever brought in dance instructors to my school, but, you know, when I'm sitting back here, I'm seeing Irish dancers, hip-hop, you know, Little Johnny Can't Read, but can watch them river dance and hip-hop, you know.
Are they teaching them the river dance?
Well, I don't know exactly what they're doing. But again, I think what happens here is you see these expenditures to these vendors, and you say, well, what did we get for that? $200,000 to an outside
consultant. Here's what you got. You got a 14.6% levy increase.
Right.
That's what you got for that.
Yeah, and the question is, are we getting a good value? Is there bang for the buck? And I say you look at the cost.
What do you think?
You look at the cost and you look at the graduation rate, and you got to say, well, maybe not.
Yeah, and let's just take a look at this $20 million in consulting fees. That's more than is spent on textbooks. And that was, you know, how dare they spend more on consulting fees than textbooks? But then you realize you've just spent $16 million on textbooks.
Well,
expenditure should blow your mind.
I got to caution you, because I can tell you right now that there are several line items for quarts of paint that were listed as consulting services. So, you know, you get I'm serious. You know, so you wonder if everything is even being accounted for properly.
Yeah, exactly. I've got yellow. Let's see, what do we've got here? Yellow ochre.
Yeah.
Venetian red, medium violet, and these are not cheap quarts of paint, might I add. They're not buying these at the Walmart. I mean, they're paying $43 for a quart of paint. It's not even special paint. It's just interior paint. I mean, and it goes on. And people can – here's the thing, though. People will go through your website, Chris, and then they'll just go to bed. That's my concern, is that now you've provided everybody with this terrific access to amazing information, and they're looking through it. And even the mayor of Milwaukee is stunned because you've seen a 34% tax increase over 3 years. And then what's going to happen? I mean, you know, so Chris Kleisman gripes about it. CRG, you know, gets an article in the paper, you know, and the talk show hosts gripe about it. And then a week from now, they're going to be doing the same thing they've been doing before, because it's going to be up to individual citizens who don't get paid to do this to try to hold their feet to the fire. And there is no general will to do it.
Well, but you have to have a starting point, and I think this is it. It only takes one blogger. It only takes one talk show host. It only takes one interested citizen to go comb through this stuff and find these needles in the haystack that say, hey, guys, we got to do something about this.
This is why Cost to Continue is bunk.
Right.
This is a great, I mean, what your database is, I say this all the time. What this database has shown is why cost to continue budgeting is baloney. It needs to begin with an idea to zero out these budgets and do an ongoing assessment of programs and services. Programs and services can be assessed on a rolling basis every year or every 2 years, and I don't see that in the list of consulting services.
Right, and you have to have a place to start. And this is that place to start. It starts with transparency, and it ends with people using that information to do something about it. Now they at least have a place where they can look.
Well, and I tell you what, it's gonna need to be more than just great. Because here's what they're going to say. Oh, so what? $93 for ice cream catering. Who cares? And it's going to be on you, on everyone else out there to say, but it's not just $93 for ice cream catering. It's $2,000 for some YMCA camp out of the state of Wisconsin. It's sending people to the Antlers Resort. It's all of these different things. But again, the way to sort of distill it down to one simple thing is, now you know cost to continue is baloney. Now you know why there are folks out there, and we're not crazy and we're not mean and we don't want to make kids dumb. We want to make kids smarter, who say zero-based budgeting is what must happen in an ongoing assessment of programs and services. Every school district in Wisconsin tries this same shady stuff. And by the way, nobody else has an online searchable database besides Milwaukee.
That's true.
It's true. It's only MPS where the taxpayers of MPS can take a look at this. I want you to now recognize, if you're in the, you know, in the school districts that are in this listing area but are not part of MPS, your school is doing this stuff. This is just a spectacular, stunning pile of information because MPS's performance is so bad. I love $500,000 for advertising.
Yeah, for a free product.
For a free product, and if the schools were good enough, would they have to advertise in the first place?
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Where can people find this, Chris?
They can either go directly to the CRG Network website at www.crgnetwork.com, or they can go directly to the database by going to MPS, as in Milwaukee Public Schools, MPS.spendingreports.com.
Go to CRG Network. Hit their website instead, right? We're going to link up CRG Network if that's okay with you.
That would be fine with us.
Wonderful. CRGnetwork.com. It's as simple as that. You can also search the county database there. And this is the great thing about, you know, some folks who push hard enough and who have enough will to resist the pressures to not get this information out there. Chris, you did a great service, and I do appreciate it. Let's hope this is the first step on the path to getting some more common sense.
Thanks much.
Take care. Mm-hmm. Chris Kleisman. CRG, uncorking again. People. You've got kids who are leaving MPS with a pulse. You've got